A Bronx Tale, Creating Common Ground for High School Success by N. Jerry House. In a beat-up part of the Bronx, the buildings are old and outdated. The storefronts are small, their cheap contents spilling out into sidewalk displays. A potpourri of languages fills the air when the streets are busy with daytime traffic. At night, pedestrians are rare, though a rat may scurry through overturned garbage. The vibrant lights of Midtown Manhattan seem a world away. The high schools here are huge, scarred, factory-like spaces. Once striking architectural details disappear under a century of grime. Armed security officers stand sentry, and students pass through metal detectors on their way into the buildings. The students are from poor and minority families. Some have just arrived from other countries and don't speak English. More than half will drop out before they finish high school. Others, many others, will fade into the anonymous crush of 1,000 to 2,000 or more students with their needs for affirmation and academic success unmet. On any given day, a third or more of the students will play hooky. These are the children who do get left behind. There are two main cohorts of students who are at risk in the Bronx: underserved, low-performing minorities and new English language learners. These students fare the worst in faceless, crowded high schools where expectations are low, support is missing, and teacher turnover rates are high. They are thirsty sponges for whatever their environment offers, but very few survive the poor learning environments and inadequate educations that they receive. Evander Childs High School and Morris High School are two of the largest and most challenged secondary schools in the Bronx. Despite decades of political hand-wringing, many attempts at school reform, an array of corporate and community partner programs, and efforts to recruit highly qualified faculties for the long term, many of the students in those buildings have failed to thrive. Until now. A bold initiative is putting a new face on some of these old urban high schools. It is changing the nature of the school communities housed in them and improving the level of instruction offered, the commitment of the students and adults, the test results, and the attendance and graduation rates. At Evander and Morris, the schools have been divided into a number of autonomous small schools with independent names, student populations, and identities. These are not merely small schools. They are schools with dynamic missions, extremely high expectations, and entrepreneurial faculties who share a vision and a common core of values and practices. And they are schools that help level the playing field for the children of immigrants and the children of poverty. Two schools, one mission. A look at two of these autonomous small schools, Bronx Lab School in Evander and Bronx International High School in Morris, is instructive. Bronx Lab School is in its third year and now has 300 9th to 11th grade minority students, primarily from low-income families. Bronx International enrolls an overwhelmingly immigrant population. The school opened in September 2001 and now has more than 300 students who speak a total of 33 languages. Its first graduating cohort was the class of 2005. What both schools have in common, aside from their designation as small schools, are a compelling vision and an unwavering commitment to graduate all of their students prepared for success in college and beyond. At the core of these schools is the belief that high expectations and caring, supportive communities will produce higher levels of student engagement and achievement. At both Bronx Lab and Bronx International, teachers keep close tabs on their students, paying attention to their interests, anxieties, and aspirations, they are determined that no student be allowed to fall through the cracks. And that determination informs everything from skill building to subject mastery to the college application process. Creating schools that embody this culture of high achievement and commitment is no easy feat. It requires goal-driven, fearless leadership from the founding principals. It requires a fundamental departure from how most large high schools operate. It requires completely new models for thinking about instruction, structure, roles and relationships, and professional development. This is radical reform, and it cannot happen piecemeal, in gradual stages, or in isolation. The precondition for this level of reform is often a situation of such pervasive and abject failure that public and political tolerance are exhausted, and the landscape is cleared for new ideas. That is what happened in the Bronx. The solution is necessarily complex. It demands a strong buy-in from stakeholders, a serious investment of resources, and the support of solid partnerships. Both Bronx schools entered into partnerships with the Institute for Student Achievement, ISA, to help design and develop them. ISA's seven principles are the framework for the school development model. In both schools, instruction is intellectually challenging, and there is one course of study, the college track. Teaching is inquiry-based and, rather than relying on memorization and repetitive practice, engages students in higher-order thinking, the construction of knowledge, and authentic learning. At Bronx Lab School, students are assigned demanding projects, and they demonstrate their understanding by producing such end products as portfolios, exhibitions, and public presentations. This kind of work encourages students to discover their own questions, rely on prior learning, conduct research, provide evidence, construct new knowledge, and demonstrate mastery. Classes are taught in 60-minute blocks, and students are given plenty of experience working independently and partnering with classmates as they explore complex, multidisciplinary problems and interests. Teachers use a wide range of pedagogical strategies and approaches to implement the inquiry-based curriculum. They review foundational skills when needed, serve as facilitators for student discussion and discovery, prod students to think deeply and critically about issues, and acknowledge both diligent progress and superior achievement. Walking the talk. Bronx Lab's course for ninth graders, Integrated Math and Science, is a good example of the inquiry learning at the core of the college prep curriculum in the new schools. Entering freshmen start with physics and actively jump right in from day one. Integrated Math and Science, taught in a cross-curricular manner, uses science as a basis for acquiring advanced math skills and language proficiency. Students are challenged to learn such concepts as the principles of motion and the mathematics that describes them. As part of its study, the class makes use of computer software that provides feedback in real time from a motion detector, thus enabling students to grasp the dynamic principles of motion. By varying his or her speed and distance from the motion detector, a moving student affects the slope of a graph displayed on the computer screen. Classmates can play a sophisticated game of hot or cold by giving directions to the moving student in order to duplicate on the screen a slope that is drawn on the chalkboard. They learn unforgettably that speed is equal to the slope of a graph of distance versus time, that the slope indicates the rate of change. The Integrated Math and Science class uses math to do science. Then the students discuss what they have learned, the process they went through, and the questions they may still have. They construct evidence, find data, reinforcing research skills, and present conclusions. Some of this work is oral, and some is written. All of it is immediate and interesting. Students employ graphs, charts, equations, and narrative to express the principles of both algebra and physics. The creation of a motion poster is a project that challenges students to apply their newfound physics skills by depicting their motion on the way to school each morning. When they have completed the assignment, the students confer with one another and with their teacher to develop an assessment of their own work and reflect on what they have learned. The teacher is there to help adjust the direction of students who might begin to veer badly off track. But the daily class and 2-hour weekly lab sessions are the students to explore in. There is ample time to raise questions, explore solutions, and make discoveries. Bronx International High School, with its community partner, the Bronx Museum, is also using a cross-curricular model. The school is evolving a curriculum that integrates contemporary art with language arts, social studies, mathematics, science, and studio art. Artist educators and teachers work as a team, teaching semester-long or project-based units. The program features a designated museum liaison, an artist and educator who spends 2 days each week at the school and 1 day weekly at the museum to consult, plan, monitor, and assess the program and student progress. Learning beyond the walls of the school takes place in many forms. As a culminating activity for a year-long unit on the pre- and post-World War II years, one teacher took his entire class to Washington, D.C. to experience history and government firsthand. A social studies teacher had students research and argue their positions on the open-ended question, is industrialization good for the country or not? Another teacher built a photography lab at the school for his students to use and was able to include a boy with developmental problems who had difficulty holding things. That student, entrusted with expensive lenses and volatile chemicals, improved so much that all of his classes reflect his new abilities. Now he can literally handle more academically. Given that strong comprehension and writing skills are proxies for college success, teachers actively integrate these competencies into all content areas and apply a common rubric for scoring all writing assignments. Whether they are writing a research paper for English, an analysis of an experiment for science, or an exposition for social studies, students know that their writing will be held to the same high and consistent standards. A new kind of teacher. At Bronx Lab and Bronx International, establishing respectful, trusting relationships between students and teachers is a necessity if at-risk students are to achieve at high levels. Counseling at both schools is a distributed effort, shared by teachers and the school counselors. Teachers assume the role of advisor for a small group of 12 to 15 students and stay with those students for 2 or more years so they can get to know them well and thus support their success in school. These advisory groups meet several times during the week to provide ongoing personal counseling and academic support. Advisors serve as advocates and points of contact for their students. In addition to leading the advisories, teachers regularly conduct case conferences and talk informally among themselves about their students. Sharing the same group of students facilitates these discussions and helps prevent students from falling through the cracks. One eventual valedictorian at Bronx International started her freshman year extremely withdrawn and uncommunicative. Her teacher didn't pressure her to perform, but kept checking in with her to reassure her that everyone at school was there for her and that she was in a safe and caring place. It turned out that the child's family, all recent immigrants, was unraveling. She was facing placement in foster care and was living with domestic violence and abuse. When she finally confided in her teacher and her counselor, they were able to bring in her mother, help the family to obtain social services, and challenge the student to take on a more outspoken role at school as she began to develop a new level of confidence. She became a leader in her class, finished high school with a 3.9 grade point average, and has gone on to college, where she is working toward a career in engineering. Just before delivering her valedictory address, the student reflected, "Here I found the best teachers and the best friends I've ever had. It helped me to grow, believe in myself, and overcome any stereotypes that people had against immigrants. It prepared me for the real world, since we worked in groups, and that is what is needed in every career. High school was like being part of a family. You worked closely with teachers, and they really cared about you. I'm sure I will do great in college with the values I got from high school." When recruiting faculty members, Norma Morales, the principal of Bronx International, looks first for teachers who are reflective. Quote, "Teachers need to be willing to say, this is how I could improve. They have to be open and willing to accept critiques, because that's the only way they can help the kids." End quote. Not all of the teachers Morales recruits are bilingual, which she concedes is not ideal. But with 33 languages spoken by the students, being bilingual matters less than experience teaching in other countries and a willingness to learn a second language. The largest language groups at Bronx International are Spanish and West African Creole. Nearly a quarter of the students are political refugees in flight from war and repression. 15% had interrupted their formal education and entered ninth grade with serious learning gaps that complicate their struggle to become fluent in English. Morales wants teachers with a ready empathy for the challenges students with inadequate language skills confront when facing high school level courses. Learning all the time. To support teachers and counselors in providing an intellectually challenging college preparatory program for students, both schools invest heavily in professional development. Teachers make time to observe one another's successful practices and to visit other schools where teachers' practices are producing high levels of achievement among similar students. The faculties of both schools attend ISA's Summer and Winter Institutes, where they develop and share inquiry curriculum units with other teachers in their content areas. Each school also provides common planning time for teachers to collaborate on curriculum and instructional approaches and to share ideas and strategies about how to support students. In New York City, teachers are required to have 100 minutes of planning time each week. Bronx Lab schedules its faculty meeting time on Wednesday afternoons. The staff at Bronx International has 3 hours each week for interdisciplinary planning, case conferencing, and professional development. This set-aside time reinforces the collaborative work of the schools. For most teachers, it's a new way of working. During the school year, teachers work regularly, both individually and in teams, with an on-site small school coach who is jointly selected by the Institute for Student Achievement and the principal. The coaches are recruited from a pool of educators who have experience and expertise in such areas as small school startups, inquiry-based instruction, and teacher development and support. Coaches spend one day each week in the school working with teachers on the development and implementation of inquiry curriculum and projects, as well as on such personalization mechanisms as the advisories. Coaches also work with the principal and teachers on how to customize ISA's 7 principles to fit the school's unique culture. Professional development is the primary tool for the school's continuous growth and sustainability. Success, a 24/7 job. Both schools embrace an extended school day and school year as part of their core programs. They recognize that students need additional structured time beyond what the regular school day provides if they are to succeed in a rigorous college preparatory curriculum. Students stay after school for tutoring, skill development, and test preparation, and to complete homework. At Bronx International, in addition to the school's regular teachers, 2 full-time student teachers, 4 volunteer tutors, and 6 student volunteer tutors are available daily to work with individuals or small groups of students who need help. In a specially designed program, students with little or no literacy in their native language or in English are tutored individually before and after school. Students meet with their teachers before and after school to have detailed conversations about assignments. They work with their peers to complete group projects, and they also take part in chess tournaments, art selectives, and community service projects with senior centers, the Parks Department, and local health clinics. Most activities take place in the supportive community of the school, and all are designed to advance the academic and social-emotional development of the students. At Bronx Lab, students may choose to spend 3 weeks during the summer attending a rigorous math and science program at a premier Connecticut boarding school. For those who cannot afford the fee for the session, which is greatly discounted by the boarding school, Bronx Lab awards scholarships paid for with funds raised specifically for this purpose. Other students may spend summer vacation in an internship arranged by the school. These internships are learning by doing opportunities in which mentors work with students at museums, courthouses, community programs, businesses, media outlets, and other real-world workplaces. There are also individually focused academic programs in a month-long summer institute for those who need more time than the traditional school year to master subjects. Summer Institute students are team-taught in small groups and personally guided to complete independent projects that will allow them to demonstrate mastery in a subject area and qualify for course credit. Bronx Lab's entire school, students and staff, spends 4 to 5 days together at the end of each trimester participating in Explore Week, a week of projects that are conducted off the school premises and are designed to support real-life connections with curriculum content and to help the school cohere more tightly as a community. Explore weeks during the school's startup year included a week of camping in upstate New York, a New England college tour, and a Model United Nations in which groups of students developed action-oriented research projects on such regional concerns as water and the environment, women's rights, or HIV/AIDS, and presented their projects to the entire school. In the school's second summer, a group of Bronx Lab students spent 2 weeks teaching English to Chinese children at a summer camp in Shanghai. Family Matters. The parents of our students have to work a lot, says Principal Morales of Bronx International. Quote, some two-parent families hold down four jobs. By the time the kids get into high school, the parents are not as involved, end quote. But parent involvement is a priority at both schools. Teachers contact parents for group conferences when they detect that a student is struggling. They email and phone parents to celebrate and reinforce such student accomplishments as perfect attendance, an A on a test, or a moving and original poem. Festivals and events to honor the rich and diverse cultures of the students draw crowds at Bronx International. Principal Mark Sternberg of Bronx Lab is immediately on the phone to parents if a student has not arrived at school by 9:30, every time. And the parents love it. They understand that education will make the difference in their kids' lives, and they are treated as true partners in making the worlds of school and home come together to support students' academic, social, and emotional well-being. Quote, in junior high school, my son was doing very bad. I didn't think he would make it past seventh grade, end quote, recalls the mother of Bronx Lab student Christopher Cruz. Quote, he didn't do his work. He wasn't interested in going to school. I also have a 20-year-old. By the time he got to 10th grade, he was out. I thought Chris was going to be like his older brother. But in this school, they're on top of the kids. They don't let anything pass. They pay a lot of attention to my kid. I know he's going to make it. End quote. The numbers add up. The combination of a smaller student body and the seven ISA principles is working. Attendance at Bronx Lab averages 91%. Bronx International has maintained roughly 90% attendance during its four-year existence. Average high school attendance in Bronx public schools is slightly above 70%. 85% of Bronx Lab's grades for all students in all classes were passing grades. The pass rate for courses at Bronx International is 90%. 75% of Bronx International students graduate on time in 4 years, and 95% of those graduates go on to college. The number of graduates reached 90% by the fifth year, an astonishing figure for teenagers who may have entered high school with enormous gaps in learning and extremely poor skills in any language. Morris High, the huge shuttered campus where Bronx International and several other smaller high schools are now located, graduated its last class in June 2005 with a 56.4% graduation rate. And that is not an on-time rate. At its low point in 2002, Morris High School's four-year graduation rate was just 31%. The buzz on schools builds fast in the Bronx. Parents and students are hungry for an education that offers a way out of poverty and the prospect of dead-end lives. Too often, college can seem like a dream, not a realistic personal goal. One measure of the talk on the street about Bronx Lab is the number of applications for the 108 spots for incoming freshmen. Before the school opened, it had received just over 200 applications for the class of 2008. After just 1 year in existence, the school received more than 1,000 applications for incoming freshmen and had to create an orientation and interview process to meet with interested students and rank them for acceptance to the program. Bronx Lab continues to have more than 1,000 applications for 108 spaces each year. At the end of his freshman year, Christopher Cruz toured Harvard, MIT, Amherst, and a few other New England colleges with his teachers and classmates. He quit talking about dropping out. He wants to become a writer when he graduates from college, if he doesn't choose a technological major instead. Right now, he's partial to Amherst. He says, "I really liked the woods and the trees. It's a very cool place, and it's quiet there. Not like the hustle and bustle of the city. I think I'd do well."